I'm Cody Goff. This is Brian Noonan and the Brian Noonan Show podcast. And there's Roger Badish.
I am just Roger sitting in, hanging out, because they won't let me go anywhere else.
That's
He's very chatty. He knew tonight was the last show, the last terrestrial show of 2016. Because, just to clarify, because as I said, people ask me, oh, are you all done? No, we're not done at WGN. We're just done for the rest of the year because
of
hockey. Well, yeah, that's true. As of this moment, if you're watching us live, we are still employed at WGN. We are preempted for the next few weeks because of Blackhawks hockey. So we will be back on terrestrial radio on the Sunday night spot at on January 1st, New Year's Day. So kick off your new year right with us. But yeah, we will be back, hopefully. So that's why we're doing. There we are. Okay, I wasn't sure because I refreshed the page and I didn't see. I just like to always make sure that you've got it hooked up right. Yeah. But anyway, so Roger was very chatty tonight. Right, as I was trying
to ask me a few questions.
Well, that's fine. And I appreciate when I ask you a question to answer. But man, you were getting jumpy. You're just sometimes you're like a puppy. It's like, relax, my friend.
You know that you bring out the best in me.
Well, is that the best? Really?
Well, that's I can the bring best? Better.
Mm, we'll see.
But I'm just a puppy.
You are a puppy. You get very excited. You scamper around. Speaking of puppies, going to Thanksgiving, my brother got another dog.
Oh no!
My brother, who has a bulldog who weighs about 7,000 pounds and has the intelligence of this counter. I love him, Butkus, but he's not the brightest dog. And they also have a St. Bernard that they rescued. So they have these two dogs, and they just got another bulldog puppy, which is about this big. What's the name of it? Riggs. Because my brother has a weird thing. He has to name all his dogs after Bears players. So it's Sweetness, Butkus, and Briggs. Those are the three he has. Well, Briggs now is this adorable puppy, which my wife immediately bonded to and nestled it to her bosom for about 45 minutes. Because I got there, I had filled in for Roe and Anna that day. So I got off the air at 7, and I jetted out to my brother's house where he had put on a beautiful Thanksgiving feast. The food was still out when I got there. They were all done. Everybody was deserting and drinking. Not really drinking, which was weird. So I grabbed my food. But then the dog is running around, this little puppy, and my wife decides she's going to pick it up. Well, the dog then nestles in to the crook of her arm like a baby. Oh, and everybody's like, oh, we're going to get another dog. Now, that playing into, we lost a dog a couple months ago, and we still have one dog, which is great. And I hope my one dog that's left lasts as long as she can last. I love having her around. She's welcome to stay as long as she wants. But nice. We're done. We're done with dogs. There will be no more dogs.
Really?
Yes, because I like to go places. We want to go more places. And it's hard. Dogs are a huge responsibility. And I've loved every moment that I've had. Well, not every moment. I've loved having dogs in the overall scheme of things. But I don't want any more. Because my mom will take care of the dog. Sometimes she likes my brothers will leave their dogs there. But she's getting to the point, she's not going to want to do that forever. I don't like boarding them.
Right.
And it just, you know, who knows?
You're not alone in that.
I just don't want another dog. That doesn't mean I don't like dogs.
It's easier to have a social life when you don't have a dog to take care of.
Right. And we've had dogs. Now, we've been married almost 25 years. We've had dogs for 23 years. That's a long time to have dogs. Yeah. And a constant run, mostly of more than one dog. So everybody's talking to my wife, and I keep going, no.
No,
I'm just looking at her. No,
she's looking at you like
no.
Aww.
What about a cat?
No.
You don't have to watch cats.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I don't want.
What
a cat.
Do you mean? Yeah, you
yeah,
do.
We had
cats
a cat.
Are, I don't want.
I believe
cat.
You.
Yeah, don't get upset.
I'm not getting upset.
Listen.
But you still.
I will start my campaign
in.
Of vengeance right now. I will exact my first live on Facebook. Well, that'll be like Running Man. People will be like, oh, did you see what happened on Facebook? A campaign of vengeance began. It was insane. That's it'll be insane.
Well, you can't because you'd get blood all over these beautiful new walls.
No, I just do one of those crazy neck snaps.
Oh, okay.
I walk up behind you, rub your shoulders, and go,
that's
fantastic.
Neck is snapping. But cats take too much work, and we said the same thing about Rufus. It's because our entire lives revolve around who's going to be home to take Rufus out.
That's right.
I want to pay someone to come take him out. We've done that before when I was laid up in the hospital and Bridget didn't have the time or the strength to take care of Rufus and our son was busy with his jobs. We had to hire someone to come in once a day to take Rufus out for his usual walk.
But this is
a
dog.
We can't afford it. And right now we're running back and forth.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it's a dog.
Huh? Right.
That's not a cat.
Cats poop in a box. I don't want anything
but
in my house that's going to poop in a box other than
to
me.
Change the water and to change the
litter.
Food
the timers.
And to clean out the litter.
The timers.
Why don't you have a pet since you're so pro-cat?
Yeah.
All you have is a foam dragon. What do you have at your house?
My land.
Anything that's alive other than your girlfriend.
My lease says that I'm not allowed to have dogs or cats.
That's
However,
no
when I see my landlord, I'm going to ask him if we can have a cat.
A cat, really?
Yeah.
El gato.
A cat, you get a you get a timed release food mechanism and a dish and clean the litter box. You can leave them for 3 days.
I'm going to alienate all the people who love cats. I do not like
how
cats.
How often do you clean litter boxes? It's not daily. It's every couple of days or a few days?
Well, how hygienic do you want to be?
Every day
we cleaned it.
You cleaned it every day?
Yes.
Yeah, who wants poop laying around their house?
Poop and pee.
I don't know how much cats poop.
Enough.
I don't know much.
I don't want to just like.
They urinate a lot?
Yeah, you leave the litter box in a closet or in the kitchen or something.
What if they up all over the place?
I have hardwood floors. They're going to jump on my couch.
So here's what happens. They're going to be on your drapes.
You walk in the door. Hey, Sparkles. Right. And you hit where they
first
threw
of all,
up
don't
and you
call
go
your,
flying.
Don't call your cat Sparkles.
And you break
ever.
Your leg.
I slip.
Wow, you are Captain Dramatic. Wow, what if I came in and then there was...
You slipped on where he threw up and you hurt
I've slipped
yourself.
On dog vomit before I didn't break any
or
bones.
Or worse, the cat eats a banana and leaves the peel in front of the door then you walk in.
And they would because I don't trust cats because cats are sneaky and they would do something like that because they don't really like you. They don't like you at all.
Mm-mm.
They put up with you. They tolerate you.
Sometimes.
But they don't... They don't show affection.
I would not.
And one night they would smother you in your sleep.
Needy cats show affection, and I would get a needy cat.
How do you know if they're needy?
I'll know.
Yeah,
did you walk into the Humane Society, and they're like, yeah, they're like women, faking the big O.
He
said
women
faking
don't fake. Women don't fake everything.
He had to wait for the punchline for that one.
Sometimes the big O, not Orion. God forbid. I don't want him getting dragged into this conversation.
This is getting way too meta.
All the conversation was supposed to be was Thanksgiving, because we're going to talk about Thanksgiving,
right.
But then the dog thing. So it turned into a whole big thing, and then my daughter on the phone from Spain is going, well, are we going to get another dog? I said, absolutely not. We'll see. I said, no, you know what? We'll see. We'll see you graduate from college, get a good job, live your own life, and have as many dogs as you want.
There you go.
But Mom and I have had dogs, and you grew up with dogs. So now, scram with your opinion, because it doesn't matter.
Miguel in the chat says that I should get some piranhas.
Those are fun.
You know, I know girls that won't go to a guy's house if they own snakes.
I wouldn't go to somebody's house if they own snakes.
A lot of people, but people, like if I don't like a cat, I'll still go and tolerate a cat or a dog.
What if you're allergic?
But there are people that don't like I feel
like. Because what if a snake gets out,
wraps
around you, chokes you out?
The guy grabs it and pulls it out of the tank and says, hey, say hello to my snake.
Snakes
right in
on
your face.
A plane. Why does anybody, and I know people do. Why? What's a snake? What kind of pet is a snake?
Yeah, that's
I
what
want
I
a snake.
Want to know.
And people go, well, you must just be somebody who needs constant affirmation. That's why you want a dog, because a dog shows you it loves you all the time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I want it to be grateful. I want the dog, I want that dog to know, listen, I feed you, I give you water, I give you a safe place to live.
You.
I walk you, I
clean
tend
up
to
after
your,
you.
I, there's a lot of things I do, Roger. Good Lord. Get him out.
Uh-oh.
Ryan. Yes, we all know all the chores that we do with a dog. Yes, we understand. The point is, I want the dog to be grateful. I want a pet to be grateful. If I do all that stuff for a cat and it flips me off when I walk in a house, I'm going to punt it. But the dog, no matter what, is like, oh my God, you're back. This is the greatest day of my life.
Right.
And then I feel vindicated. So, then I'll buy another treat. Maybe Santa will bring the dog something.
Ooh. Also in the chat, Kathy says, birds are great. They whistle and talk. Birds freak me out.
Yeah, I don't want a bird. I think it's mean to have a bird in a cage.
I knew somebody with a bird, and it was just so loud.
Yeah.
Just the screeching sound.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Once every 10, 15 minutes. It wasn't a parrot.
You got to buy a bunch of newspapers and to coat the bottom of the cage.
Your girlfriend's weighing in.
Oh, what'd she say?
She said, stop trying to dissuade Cody from getting a cat.
She does talk like that. That was a spot on impersonation.
I know. I've been out with her. She's a very lovely woman, but husky voice.
You're beautiful. Yeah, it's
very
strange.
Know, it's like, it doesn't match. The whole thing doesn't match. I'm like, what are you doing, a character? What kind of voice is that? So she wants a cat. Want your girlfriend. Anyway, so that was Thanksgiving. So I rush out there only to be bombarded with a dog, a baby dog that was cute, but it looked like it was wearing an overcoat. You ever seen a bulldog puppy? There's too much extra skin. Just a lot of skin, so it looked like it had a big top coat.
Drake bulldogs. I've seen a lot of bulldogs.
Yes, all right. So you know what they are. All right, here's the story that I started. Because I started this onesie story, and then people got upset because I said I was going to save part of it for the podcast. And one listener thought, well, aren't the radio people good enough to get your stories? Of course you are. But it's a tease. This is a cross-platform tease. Perhaps the first ever.
Wouldn't it be terrible if right now you said, and for the rest of it, check out the full audio-only podcast by Facebook, and we just
That's
cut off
right.
the... That'd be
you
terrible.
You son of can't believe you. Why is this happening?
We'll do it for Facebook.
Yeah, we'll do it here. Why not? All right, so it started, if you missed the first part of the show. So we were talking about Black Friday. And I do my best to never go anywhere near any sort of retail establishment on Black Friday. I eschew Black Friday as much as possible. Well, we're getting this thing for my daughter for Christmas, and there was a really good deal. And it was one of those things where you can order it online and pick it up at the store, so you're not paying delivery. And I'm like, all right, okay. This is pretty good, because the store's maybe a mile from the house. So I'd order it, and I said, I'll go pick it up. And then as I'm talking to somebody on the phone, because as I said, I tend not to pay attention to people, except Roger, because he will not be ignored. He's like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, and he just keeps coming. Ooh. Just keeps coming at you.
I really wish he was like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
That would be cool. Mm. So I'm listening to my buddy talk to me, but I think to myself, oh, I have to get a onesie for our holiday spectacular, because we joked about it last week about doing our holiday show in pajamas, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. Much to your surprise, I think.
I was not that surprised.
Oh, really?
No.
No, because I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
So anyway, I Google men's Christmas onesies. And all of a sudden, the first thing that pops up is JCPenney's has this Christmas onesie, $50, on sale for $19.99.
Whoa. Ooh,
I know. And you know me, I love a good deal, so how can I pass this up? Except it's Black Friday, so how can I go? And you can see the Sophie's Choice that I'm embroiled in. Because do I go because I want a deal, and I need a onesie? Need is strong. I want a onesie for this goofy podcast that we're going to do.
Strong but kind of accurate.
Yeah, kind of accurate. Because what you know, I'm the one who made the suggestion, and then I don't get a onesie? What kind of punk move is that?
Yeah, that's not good. That's like bringing up a topic, and then when you ask me about it on the air, saying, no, I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, kind of walking away from it.
Yeah. Who would
yeah, I'm very strong. I really want to get involved in this. Hey, Cody, you have opinions? Nope. What? Huh?
This where? Never happened, so. No.
Never happened.
Never. So now I'm confused. I'm conflicted. I have to go out to pick up this gift for my daughter. Penny's is literally right across the parking lot from where I have to go. So that's not an inconvenience. All right, I'm going to do it. Because now it's like 2 in the afternoon. And I'm like, maybe all the Black Friday shoppers are gone. No, Black Friday shoppers is what I mean. You know what I mean, Facebook. Don't get uppity. So I bite the bullet. And I go and I drive to the door that I usually park near at Penny's. There's no spots. I'm like, oh, here we go. Then I come down, I go to another part of the parking lot. Hey, there's a spot not far from the door. Boom. Sounds good. So far, I'm in. Everything's golden. I walk in the door, open the doors. Ah, there's the rack with the onesies. Literally right in front of me. I'm like, ha-ha. And they had said they had my size available at the store. It's a double rack, you know. So I look this side of the rack, none in my size. Now I begin to curse under my breath. Go to the other side. Halfway through, they're still not my size. I'm like, it said on the computer, and the computer is always right. It's not fake news. I find my size. Great. I turn. There's a register right there. One of those big customer service kiosks with 5 registers. You know how many people were working those registers?
One?
One. Nice. Exactly right. So the line has stretched out now. Oh, no. We're on the bottom floor of this Penny's. The line has stretched throughout the entire bottom floor. And I'm holding this onesie like a jerk, going, all right, I'm thinking this can't be the only register down here. So now I run around the entire basement of Penny's That was the only register. And I'm like, all right, I'm going upstairs. So I take the onesie, I go upstairs. Now I go to another, I look at, there's no registers anywhere. I don't know. I've bought things at this Penny's and I've paid for them. I don't shoplift, so I know there have to be registers. I find a customer service kit. Now this one has five registers, has four people working at it. I'm like, okay. But I get in this long line and I look at my watch and I think to myself, is my time worth the $30? Do I wait? And I'm gonna see how fast these lines keep moving. Because the people in front of me don't seem to have a lot of stuff in their hands. But, as is always the case, they have sent scouts out into the store who are coming back to the line in a sneaky peek kind of move.
They're sending away team.
All right, I'll get in line. You go finish shopping. Angered.
I'm going to have to listen to the podcast
to
catch the
rest. No, I'm going
to
wrap it up.
Well, I got to. Okay.
I wrapped it up by, I waited. It only took about 20 minutes. I got the onesie. I look fantastic. You don't want to miss the December 21st podcast.
And the picture of you in the onesie is already on your Facebook.
I already put it up. If you haven't seen it, then you're...
And did you get your daughter's thing from across the park?
Sure. Then I went over there, and that was the best thing. If you ever... all right, you got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
See you later. Okay. Do the news. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks
see you on
for
the
coming,
21st.
Roger.
Always a pleasure.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Roger. So if you ever have to do this where you order online and pick it up at the store, it's great. Because I walk into this store, and again, this is a big electronics place. The line literally is snaking all the way around the inside of the store. And I say to myself, well, this can't be the line for me because I'm special. And I see a little Mylar balloon that says online order, online pickup. I'm like, So I ask somebody, hey, where do I go? Oh, you go right there. Just talk to the woman in the black shirt. She was like the line monitor, keeping the checkout line and the pickup in the store line. It took me 5 minutes. I walked into this store where people you could tell had been waiting for hours. I walked in. I gave them my name. They gave me my merchandise, and I walked out.
Wow.
So that's the way to go.
You know, a lot of food places downtown are doing this order ahead pickup thing.
Yeah. Do you use it?
There's some app for it. No, I feel weird doing that.
Why?
How do I know it's going to be hot?
It's not just day old sitting around.
Right? Yeah. It bothers me.
I like to get my food fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though by the time I got to my brother's, the food was cold, but I nuked it. It was still delicious.
Sure, that was, yeah.
Delicious. But, all right, let me tell you. This is the last, and then we got to get to, because I'm worried about you and the bus.
Tell me all about this.
All right. So, you always offer to bring something to somebody's house.
Not always.
I do.
I always
offer to bring something, especially because I know my brother goes out of his way and he makes a really good Thanksgiving spread. He does a couple different kinds of turkeys. Everything is always delicious. And one of my brother's mother-in-law comes in from the Carolinas and she brings this coconut cake, which is always a hit at Thanksgiving. So, you know, I always go, what can I bring? And sometimes he'll say nothing and I'll ask again and nothing, whatever. So this year, Debbie asked my sister-in-law, hey, what can we bring? Would you like some dessert? Oh, no, we got plenty of dessert. Why don't you guys bring wine? All right, fine. Well, then she calls Debbie back and says, oh, no, Brian's brother, I don't want to use it. They don't like when I use their names.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So brother number three says, Brian always has the best beers. He knows a lot about beer. Have him bring some beer. Okay. So now I'm going to take that responsibility seriously. And I'm going to bring some good beers.
You got some Bourbon County Stout.
I did not, but I have a bottle of it.
Really?
Yeah, because I had the guys in here
last week. Always do this. You always have them on the show.
Smart. This year they brought me one. Last year they didn't bring me any.
Oh.
This year I got a bottle of the proprietor's one.
Nice.
And I was very upset that you weren't going to be in town because I was going to ask you to pick me up a bottle of the regular.
Because
this year it doesn't come in four packs. They come in just in these single arty bottles in a box.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'll share it with you because I can't drink it alone because the one I got's like 13.2% alcohol.
Oh, I could drink that alone.
Well, I could, but then I'm done forever. So I take this very seriously. First I thought, well, maybe if I just go to Jewel, they'll have, because the Jewel by me has a pretty good beer selection. No, not the kind of stuff I want to take. You know, they got good stuff, but not as big selection. So I go to Binney's, our friends at Binney's, and I'm not getting paid by Binney's. I paid for all my beer. And I pick out beers that were, I have won, drunk myself, enjoyed. So they all bore the Brian Noonan seal of approval for the beer. A couple Breckenridge, some Christmas ale, a Jubal Ale, this Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ale.
All right, how is that?
Delicious.
Because I've seen it.
It's not overly sweet, and at the end, you taste the chocolate chips. It's really good.
All right.
We tried it. We were at a place last Saturday for dinner, and they had it on tap. And this place, you can get like a taster for $2. Mm-hmm. So we got a taster of it, and it was really good.
Okay.
So I picked up a sixer of that and some Metropolitan Flyway. So I bought six packs of really nice beer. And it was all cool, and Debbie took it down there because she went early. And I'm thinking, boy, when I get there, I'm hoping there's some beer left because I want to have a couple of these delicious beers. I get there. All the beer is there except for, I think, three bottles. And there's an open 12-pack of Bud Light that's almost gone. And I'm like, I know we didn't bring the Bud Light. Nothing against Bud Light, but that was not, like, on my shopping list. Turns out, a couple people weren't drinking. Couple people were drinking just wine. And everybody else was scared of the craft beer. So one of my brothers had a couple of the Metropolitan Flywheels. And somebody tried the Ben & Jerry's. But everything else was done. And at the end of the night, my brother goes, might as well take that beer home with you. Because I don't like dark beer. And I'm like, okay, I brought all these beers because you... All right. So now,
wow.
Cut to the chase. My refrigerator is stocked with beer.
So I'm going to come. So we'll do the podcast from your house.
We could do the... We could if you want to get, you know, if you want to Uber out there and get loopy.
Not bad.
No.
Either not a bad way. Idea.
Yeah, we got lots of beer. So, all right, so that was my Thanksgiving. I worked here and went out there, and it was a very nice time. And then had Tony and Tina all weekend, and so that was that. Now, last I saw you, you were going to get on the bus, which you know in years past I have mocked you mercilessly for.
Yeah.
But now it was just I felt bad for you.
Yeah.
There was true sympathy for you.
Once I got past my late 20s, I think the bus became not okay anymore.
No, it should, no.
Actually, I think it was the traumatic bus ride from, Sevilla to Madrid.
Wow, a Spanish bus ride soured you on public transportation?
My 6-hour bus ride where my girlfriend and I sat in the very back above the engine.
Oh, no.
And it was 150 degrees from midnight to 6 a.m.
Oh.
I think I was so traumatized by that I can't even picture myself on a bus anymore, on a regional bus.
No.
Terrifying.
That's horrifying.
Awful. Monstrous. So I was going to bus to Rockford, but the last minute found out my friend Blake was going to drive home Thursday morning.
Oh.
I would have liked to have gotten back Wednesday night, but I said, you know what? It's going to save me time. I'll be back plenty of time for dinner and everything.
You can miss Blackout Wednesday.
I've never gone out on Blackout Wednesday.
Really?
I didn't even know they called it that until probably 3 or 4 years ago.
And you live not close to where people would be going to Blackout on Wednesday.
The thing is, though, I've noticed this. Chicago kind of empties out on a lot of big weekends like this.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I go out on a Saturday night on a Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend.
Well, those summer weekends,
they
are
empty.
Really?
Like I'm not even – and I've gone to some popular bars on those three-day weekends in Chicago, and they are empty. We're talking 2 or 3 people in them.
Huh.
Places that are usually hopping.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just the places I went. But Thanksgiving, I also, you know, you drive around and there's very little traffic.
Oh, no traffic.
I just think, the city just kind of hollows out because a lot of people are traveling to outside the city for family. And I think it's because people who live outside the city have houses where they can host a lot of people. Versus most people live in apartments and condos here. That's my theory.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, everything's more expensive here. Parking is harder.
Sure.
Traffic is harder. So if it's between have my parents come to my 2-room apartment and me host, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, or go to their 5-bedroom house, you know, in Rockford, it makes – so I feel like that happens. I don't know if it's true. But anyway, don't remember how I got on that. But Blackout Wednesday. So yeah, I just Blackout never – I just haven't participated.
That's not your thing.
When I've gone to Rockford, I guess I've known people go out, but I don't really want to see anybody.
See, and I mean, I'm not going out. One of my buddies wanted to do something. We talked about possibly going to a music show on that Wednesday night. And in the middle of the day, he goes, you know what? I'm calling it for both of us. I'm not going. I was like, yeah, I really didn't want to go either. So that was it. Went home, had some Chinese food. That was it.
Yeah. You know? So anyway, that was
all
that.
Right, so and you then, know now you know you don't have to take the bus. To I Rockford. Know that's good.
Well,
news.
Not yeah. At that point, so got the ride home Thursday. Everything was great. It was like the most perfect Thanksgiving. Both of my brothers were there. Their families were there. My girlfriend was the whole family. The whole immediate family all made it. It was really lovely. They did the whole turkey and everything, and just my dad likes anytime you can make a meal that requires you to use a power tool to cut it.
Oh yeah, he likes the big. He uses the knife. We every year when I was a kid, my dad would try to carve anytime because we would have turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Anytime he tried to use the electric knife, and granted, now this is years and years ago. Those electric knives were a nightmare because you put the two blades together, and I don't know if he was using it. He could never cut with the electric knife.
Really?
Never. So it would always start, and then he'd be a lot of obscenities, and then the regular carving knife would come out.
Huh.
Yeah. So your dad still uses the electric knife?
I don't know what it is, but he does it. Perfect. It was just everything was awesome.
Nice.
And Black Friday, I don't do Black Friday.
No.
I just don't need to. Everything, like I said on the air earlier, everything is cheap.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing. Except for that onesie. And that seemed too good to be true. Because I would have been kicking myself if Saturday it was back to $50.
Mm-hmm.
Which it wouldn't have been. It probably would have been 30 instead of 20. But I still, you know me, I still would have kicked myself over that $10.
Yeah, I would have too. So
I took that, yeah.
And just hung out there Friday and Saturday. And Saturday I saw the Nutcracker.
Really?
My niece
Look
was
at you
my,
all cultured.
My niece was in the Nutcracker.
Really?
And I had a little Nutcracker ballet. And
like grade school? High school?
Grade school, high school. Some professionals for the leads.
Oh, wow.
So kind of up and down. Rockford Dance Company.
So like a professional kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a school recital.
No. The Rockford Dance Company. I believe.
Wow.
So it was nice. It was very fun.
Was your lady with you?
She was with me.
Wow.
It was my my date to the theater.
Oh, very nice. Patron of the art.
The ballet.
Did you put in your monocle and your top hat, Mr. Peanut, when you went?
I did.
Did you really?
I actually did.
Wow.
And
wish I had a picture of that.
I had one of those cigar holders from the 30s, but I didn't have
cigarette holder,
I didn't have any cigarettes.
You should have got a bubblegum cigarette or something.
I should have gotten something.
One of those candy cigarettes where the powdered sugar poofs out.
Yeah. I just walked around with a holder acting like I was going to put something
like
in
it. Like you were going to vape?
Yeah, like I was going to vape. And then I was going to get a couch from my parents' house.
Okay.
Cause they,
did they know?
Kind of. they're rearranging some stuff and moving some furniture. So I was like, I'll take this couch.
Nice.
And I needed a U-Haul for it. Mm. Turns out you can pick up in Rockford and drop off in Chicago.
Yeah, one way.
Who knew?
Everybody.
Well.
Everybody who's ever used U-Haul.
Everyone is smarter than me.
Everybody who's ever moved and not been going back to where they.
That's fair.
Well, everybody but you.
I've looked into this. For car rentals, you have to pay a huge amount if you drop off at a different place. So I just assumed that's
Then there's people who are moving to Rockford who are dropping their trucks off there.
It makes sense.
Yeah, you still have to pay something extra, don't you?
A little
more, but not tons more.
It was not a lot. So,
So you were like a human trafficker. You came back in a U-Haul.
Took back the U-Haul.
Did you drive it or did somebody put you in the back on the? Did you just lay in the back on the couch?
I can drive the 10-foot truck.
Really?
When I lived with two roommates, I used to always drive the 10-foot truck.
That's nice.
And supervise the moving.
How'd your lady like that? Suddenly, you're a big man driving a truck.
I mean, there was a lot of horsepower.
Wow.
I haven't asked her, but
wow,
I'm sure she was impressed.
I bet she dug it.
How could you not?
Did you put on one of those hats with the mesh in the back? The big foam trucker hat?
I have...
Did you 10-4 anybody?
I have one trucker hat like that.
Do you?
It has an NES controller on the front.
See. Really?
Yeah. I don't... And it's not like a ball cap. It's like a trucker hat with the mesh, with that fit.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Nintendo released a hat that's modeled specifically...
Was there a truck driving game?
I guess...
On Nintendo? Convoy.
You can buy a truck simulator, truck driver simulator...
Part of practice.
There's this whole.
I don't know if that'd help you practice. Though.
There's this whole weird line of simulator video games by some German company. I'll try to pull up a list, but they're literally like oil rig simulator,
really,
or like racetrack simulator, or like dump truck simulator, and it's literally you doing some union job. that's all you do.
That's how you train. What experience do you have? Oh, I've got 118 hours. Really? Yep. Sitting on my couch playing the simulator.
I gotta look this up. It's the weirdest line of games. But anyway, I had a wonderful Forestry's 2017, the simulation.
Yeah.
Like it's you play forestry, various realistic wood cutting equipment and machinery. Like
somebody said there's a drive through at McDonald's. Oh, my friend Steve Stahl says drive through simulator. A McDonald's drive through simulator. Why would you need to simulate that?
There's farming.
To see how fast you can get your order out?
Farming Simulator 17. Harvest your field and enjoy tons of possibilities for developing your farm. Like, there's all these weird, you're doing a union or labor job deal with, like, a heavy equipment, and you're just moving stuff. It's the weirdest.
Wow. That sounds, interesting, I guess. I still don't get the McDonald's drive-thru one.
Me neither.
You hit the knee, hit the window with your knee, hand somebody a bag, take some money.
Do you ever know anybody?
Right, how hard is that?
I did have a friend in college that did the fire in the hole thing. Where you go to the drive-thru, you get like a large Hawaiian punch or whatever, and you go, fire in the hole, and you just launch it in there.
Into the
drive-thru window.
No.
They hand
I've never
you,
heard of that.
Yeah, when they walk away, and then, yeah, it's just a thing jerks did in the early 2000s.
Just a thing jerks did, as if we would be confused. That's what the upper crust of society does. to look down on people who with minimum wage jobs. So when the wealthy go through McDonald's, they fire in the hole them just to humiliate them even more. I had never heard of that.
Only people with monocles and cigarette holders.
Right. Mr. Peanut. Every time Mr. Peanut goes to pick himself up a quarter pounder, he lobs his drink right back through the window.
That's how it works.
I have never heard of that.
It's
how awful. That is really a jerk thing to do. Imagine. I mean, you're a high school kid or somebody, a retiree, and you're working at McDonald's, and, you know, it's okay. You don't mind it that much, but it's getting late at night. You're like, oh, man, I'm going to be off soon. I get to eat some of the leftover fries off the floor. This is going to be great. And then some tool comes by in his dad's Civic and whips a Hawaiian punch through the window at you.
I do hate when they, you know, ruin your chances of eating fries off the floor.
Well, I don't think they make them eat them off the floor. I don't know. How does that work if you work at McDonald's and they got stuff left over at the end of the day?
I have no idea.
I know that, you know, now that they – it used to be – this is probably before you even went to McDonald's. It used to be they'd make a whole bunch and they'd keep them just, like, under a heat lamp. So they'd be stacked up. And at the end of the day, they must have some left – must have had some left over.
You know what would drive
me – people making fries. I don't know.
What would drive me crazy is I go to these old-timey villages in grade school on a field trip.
At old-time – how many old-timey villages did you visit?
Well, there's Midway Village in Rockford.
Okay.
There's Old World, Wisconsin in Milwaukee. I don't know, somewhere. There's all these old-timey villages around here. So we go on these –
do they play the old-timey radio show?
No. Oh, they should, though.
They should. That'd be perfect. That'd be the soundtrack.
Sponsor.
Yes. Carl's always looking for – he hustles. He gets money.
All right, I'll talk to Carl.
See, I just put this stupid thing up, Tony and Tina. Nobody pays me for that. We still don't have any sponsors. Wink, huh? Let's go. Hey, should we turn off Facebook? How long have we been talking about Facebook?
I'm
going to
finish this.
Oh, yeah, finish this story.
Then we'll be done with everything.
Yeah, we'll pretty much be done, I think.
We used to go to these old-timey things, you know, like 1800s, 1700s, of old-timey village to show the colonial pioneer days. And at everyone, when they talked about food, they would say, you know, they didn't have McDonald's back then. And they would say it over and over till I'm in third or fourth grade and I'm looking at these people. And kids are not educated, but kids are not dumb.
Right.
And at this point, I'm looking around and I'm like, I know there was no McDonald's 300 years ago.
Because you're going to the bathroom in a box in the backyard. I know there was no McDonald's.
I understand electricity had not been invented.
Because my dad died of the mumps. I get it.
I roughly understand the way that time and space has worked throughout history. And I get that there was not a McDonald's more than 100 years ago.
Because rats killed off an entire population. Yes, I know there was no McDonald's.
So that's what McDonald's. Wow. That's you triggered that story.
Now Joseph says that at the end of the day at Burger King, you were supposed to throw everything out and make note of the extras. We of course never did this. Of course not.
Of course not.
There's six extra Whoppers. Guess what? Bob and Tony are eating six Whoppers tonight. You and your drunk friends who are coming to pick you up after work. Hey buddies, we got Whoppers. Nice. That's got to be what they do, right?
Taco Bell's got to be the best place to work. For a stoner.
You think?
Oh, my God, yes.
Except you want to be, I don't know. You want to be surrounded by all that stuff.
Yes.
All the time. weighed like 1,000 pounds.
The hardest job I had was Cold Stone Creamery.
I worked at a Ben & Jerry's and it was tough.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, when we first moved to California.
Wow.
My past is, it's checkered with all sorts of weirdness. I worked at a Ben & Jerry's, and in the morning I would have to make the brownies, and I would have to make like the cookies, and then I would have to make ice cream sandwiches, and those were my favorite. Because the cookies were big and really good, and then you put the ice cream in it. Oh, mamacita. It was, yeah.
And this was back when you were old Brian.
Oh, old Brian loved that. And then you'd get like, you could make yourself a shake in the middle of the day if you wanted a shake. Yeah, it was crazy.
Just crazy. Cold Stone, we'd get one creation
at
the end of a shift.
Yeah.
I looked forward to that creation more than the paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Because you could do whatever you wanted.
But what I realized is I couldn't eat like a birthday cake remix while I'm driving.
Right.
So I would just put it in shake form.
Nice.
I was a genius. I was like, I'll take the ice cream creation I want and make it liquid. That was so good.
Yeah. I think if you were, anytime you're a fan of that type of food, working in that environment can get old. Never got old for me.
Never got old for me.
It's just I needed to get a different job.
Yeah.
This was just when we first got there and I needed some cash. But yeah, it was crazy. Just surrounded by ice cream nonstop. And I was the only one in the place. Because it was a little Ben & Jerry's at the mall. It was an outdoor mall, and it was near the theater.
Oh.
So I'd open up, and, you know, just me. Just me and the ice cream. Talk about the wolves guarding the hen house.
That's rough.
It was horrible.
That's rough.
I'm just surrounded by this. And then, you know, you're tending to the ice cream, scraping down the sides, and it's like,
Yeah. See, we always had at least, like, 10 people working. But when I started, I started working there with my
Did you have to do the crazy...
Oh, I sang songs.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of them, right. So don't ask.
I was going to.
I know. Damn. But I don't remember any.
Damn.
Sorry.
Right.
There was one that was like, we got a dollar. And then you had to like cha-cha-cha or something. It was dumb.
cha-cha-cha.
No, my mistake was I applied there and started working there with my girlfriend at the time.
Really?
Who I think at the start of the hiring process I was dating. By the time we started working there, I wasn't.
Oh.
And over that 3-month period, there were various iterations anywhere in between.
Oh.
Not fun shifts. Not fun.
Not good at all.
So I would have preferred the Temptation Island version.
I think that would have been best.
Of all that, yeah.
Just send her away. All right. Are we done?
I'm done.
I'm done, too. I got nothing.
We can get off the Facebook else. Now.
Yeah, we were supposed to get off Facebook like a half hour ago.
It's fine. All right. Plug my video game, my lifestyle podcast.
Lifestyle podcast, Game Life Balance US. You can find that at WGNplus.com. You can find all our podcasts at WGNradio.com. And you will hear us again on WGN Radio on the Sunday Night Show on January 1st, 2017. I'll be in a lot during the holidays for Ro and Anna, so we will keep you posted here. And we will definitely be reminding you of December 21st, which is the Holiday Spectacular podcast. And we'll be back with a new podcast for you next week. So thank you for watching and listening and being part of this. Thank you, Cody. That's really all we got. We are long-winded. We just finished like 4 hours. Can we be done?
Goodbye, Facebook.
Goodbye, Facebook. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess I'll stop here now.
Somebody, no, don't be done. I'm really enjoying this.